This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Can you believe it's not Thursday? Can you believe it's not Saturday? Can you believe it's Friday, May the 3rd? So when do we celebrate Cinco de Mayo? We can't do that on the air because it's Sunday, right? It's the 5th of May. Wow. What do we do about that?
I don't know. I've got a margarita.
We can still drink margaritas.
Really?
Yeah, we'll celebrate today.
I thought maybe you'd like to have a special edition of the DJV program. We'd go on the air and have our... We had a sing fest. We could drink. People could hear what it was like when the ladies who have been on the program for this long have had a drink or two or three or four. What do you say? Yes?
I think it'd be more fun to have you have a drink or two or three or four.
Well, then you'd have to do the program.
All it takes
by
is
yourself.
One sip.
Yeah. You'd be doing it by yourself. So the ladies are here. The gentleman is here. I guess I'm the gentleman. Gentleman Doug, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, with Victoria sort of sitting in abeyance because she'll take care of the big news in the next half hour. Jennifer, your turn.
All right. Well, let's start with the big political story of the day, and well, actually of the week, and that is the testimony and then lack of testimony from Attorney General William Barr. Democrats did not like the fact that he did not show up for his testimony yesterday at the House Judiciary Committee. Many of them just railroaded him, called him a liar, said he would protect the president. There was even one representative from Tennessee who brought a glass chicken, who put a chicken next to his nameplate and his empty chair and brought a bucket of Colonel Sanders and was eating it. It was pretty gross, actually, like ripping apart the chicken with his teeth while he was talking. So that was pretty. And all of this is because they wanted him to show up. He didn't. And it was because of a disagreement in terms as to how the hearing would go. Democrats had wanted to bring in their legal counsel, essentially lawyers, to grill the attorney general. The attorney general said, look, I want to talk to Congress. I did it in front of the Senate, but I'm not going to be grilled by your legal team. So he didn't show up. Now Democrats are saying that they're going to maybe take up a contempt proceeding, which is going to be next week, to try to hit him with contempt of court. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. I don't know that the American people have an appetite for this, but we'll see how that goes. In the meantime, Democrats are now saying since he won't show up to talk to the House, they want to talk to Robert Mueller. So now pressure is growing for Robert Mueller to come in and talk about the Russia investigation. Already, you had the lead Democrat from the Judiciary Committee, Representative Nadler, slap him with a demand saying we want Mueller to testify before May the 23rd. Mueller had kind of shied away from that. He really doesn't want to testify. Everyone has said he can. Bill Barr, President Trump said no one's going to try to block his testimony, but Democrats may look at subpoenaing him to talk about the report and the findings. So all of this is politics, and it is definitely a team sport. It's a waste of a lot of time and energy, I think, it dominates the news headlines now. So
if I'm a middle of the road voter,
where we are today,
which I am, I'm a middle of the road voter. I vote for Democrats. I vote for Republicans. I'm voting against Republicans. Unless it's an extreme circumstance or things change in an extreme fashion between now and next fall's election, I got 18 months, so a lot can change then. But I'm voting against Democrats just on the principle of this stuff. And they have to, somebody there, I think we've all agreed that Nancy Pelosi is actually showing some leadership and doing a good job as the Speaker of the House in comparison to some of the stuff that she, some of the fluff and stuff that she used to do when she was Speaker before. So
until yesterday when she came out and literally, I mean, they are crucifying the attorney general. Nancy Pelosi called him a liar. And I can't tell you what he's lied about. And I don't know how Democrats are getting this out there. And this is a guy who has proven himself to be pretty independent. And if you think that he's lying, well, there's a report to back up everything that he said that's available for people to read. So I just don't understand where that comes from. And so Pelosi, I think it was a lying thing, just like the rest of them.
I think what she was referring to was the question to him about, there was a question about, did he know that Mueller was unhappy with his summation or something like that? And he kind of really fudged the answer. He split hairs on the answer. And I think that's what she was referring to about him lying before the testimony. I think that's
because
what it was.
Because he said yesterday, or I'm sorry, 2 days ago when he was before the Senate, there was a lot about this letter that was sent from Mueller's team to the Attorney General. And he said under oath in front of the Senate, and they asked him the same question, had they kept the date with the hearing without the lawyers. And he said something to the effect of, I've talked to Robert Mueller. He talked to him after that letter was sent. And he said, did I say anything that was not factual, Bob? And he said, no, everything that you said was factual. But it was, he took issue with the fact that he did a summary in 4 pages of a 400-page document. So, I mean, if he's not peddling lies, he's not a liar, I guess. I don't know. That's just how I would view it. In his, judging by his answers, if we trust what he's saying.
Okay, so let's see if we can find a politician who is a liar. Perhaps the mayor of Baltimore, the former mayor of Baltimore might fit into that category. Her name is Catherine Pugh. She resigned yesterday amid federal investigations into her side gig as an author of children's books. She has a long history of service. She's been in government in Maryland for quite a long time, state senator, House of Delegates, 2 decades as the board of directors for the University of Maryland Medical System. She was on the board at U Maryland. Is that what they call it?
University of Maryland Medical System.
Yeah, but I know that's what it said, but can you just call it University of Maryland?
No, because there's like 6 University of Maryland's in Maryland, and that's not the main one, so you would call it the medical one. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, while she was on that board, she sold a lot of her self-published children's books to the university. The university paid her $500,000, supposed to be handed out to Baltimore children free. She also sold large numbers of her books to other organizations like Kaiser Permanente. Why do you suppose Kaiser Permanente? Well, I mean, suppose children waiting in the lobby might want to read some children's books, yeah? For some of her government jobs, she had to disclose any outside income, and she didn't initially report income from these books. They were called Healthy, the main character's Healthy Holly. If she knowingly left that information off, that could be perjury. She's been on medical leave since the 1st of last month. Last week, the FBI and the IRS raided her City Hall office and her homes. Since the IRS was involved, it's possible the agency's looking into whether she properly paid taxes on her book income. So if she's not a liar, she's not very bright. I think nobody accused her of being very bright anyway. Out of the
I don't know anything about her, but if you think you're going to get away with that, and if you think the IRS isn't going to find out.
Well, yeah, and the fact, I mean, because I think her involvement with Kaiser Permanente, so she sold them books, and then I'm pretty sure they were involved in some kind of deal that she made or some bill that she was passing or something, you know, like a month later. So it kind of seems, you know, something a little under the table going on there.
You had to know.
When the FBI shows
on.
Up and leaves with your boxes of junk, it's never a good day. It just never leads to anything good.
So, but she's been embattled, Kara. You're from that neck of the woods. She's been involved in lots of stuff for quite a long time. The police and all the unrest in Baltimore. She hasn't been an inspired leader by anybody's measure, would you say? Is that an accurate statement?
I don't know that any government in Baltimore has been very inspired. There's so much going on with the police that I'm sure is also beyond her. I don't know how much you would think that she would have some semblance of control over the police, but it doesn't really seem like it. So I don't know. Hopefully this is an opportunity where someone else can come in who will have better leadership, but I guess only time will tell.
Yeah. It's pretty much all the leadership in Baltimore black. Is there a mixture? What's it like? I remember what it was like when I worked there, but that was, heavens, almost 40 years ago.
I couldn't really tell you. I mean, the mayor is, but I believe the attorney general isn't. It's, I think it's a decent mix, but it's, you know, I don't live in Baltimore, so I don't pay as much attention to the...
Well, the reason I ask is because I think at one point in time you did, right? Wasn't there some roots there?
Well, my sisters live in that area. I grew up just south of the city, but, you know, each county has their own leadership. So, but yeah, as far as I know, it's a decent mix.
Okay. So that's just a story about a person. It's not something that has necessarily legs. It's more of a human interest story than it is anything else, other than people who say, well, look at those crooked politicians in Baltimore. Or, oh, look at those crooked politicians. They're everywhere. Politics must breed this sort of thing. It must either allows it or suggests it or encourages it, whatever, because this is a lot of what we talk about. A lot of what people, crooked politician. We all say that. What is it? Congress has a 9% approval rating because people say, oh, that crooked politician, they're all crooks. Well, what leads to them being crooks? Why are so many of them crooks?
The opposite.
What is there about
power.
Government? Yeah, and so influence, power, control, you're right, I think, Jennifer.
Money, yeah.
But so what happens to the good people? Why don't good people run? Best example.
If you look at how bitter politics is right now, is it, I mean, are there any good people that are running? I don't know. There might be a few, but it's
as a microcosm.
With the way everything gets so bitter and attack, they're like attack dogs now.
Yeah. In Framingham, my hometown, I've lived here all my life. We changed from town former government to city former government, and the first mayoral election was held, and a lady won who had lived in town for 30 years, had been a teacher here, involved in this, that, or the other thing, but wasn't stellar, wasn't amazing, just interesting mix of people, because the ones who got elected to the city council, we had we have an 11-member city council. And of those 11 who were elected 2 years ago, only 4 of them are going to run for re-election this fall. The rest of them don't want to run. As the chairman of the the chairman of the city council said when asked by the mayor's chief operating officer, why aren't you running again? He said, too many amateurs. And I thought that was a very interesting answer. But there has been a lot of hard and angry talk between the mayor and the council. And people don't feel like they can get anything done, so they're just opting out. And they're all really good, devoted. Many of them have a long-time service to Framingham, done a great job of being involved, and they just don't want to because of the political landscape. So I think you're right. The divisiveness, the anger that came about during the mayor's race because of something dumb that was done by the fellow who might have had the best chance of winning, he just did something that was really stupid. And the other side capitalized on it. They didn't like his politics. They didn't like him. So they went right for him, right for the jugular. And that's what marks most politics today. Anger, anger, anger. So what do we get done? What comes out of that? Spending a lot of money like the feds are for absolutely nothing. That's what I said what I did about Democrats a little bit ago. Here's a question for men for the most part. Well, although women who are listening are interested in these bits and pieces of information because they want to keep their husbands around, or they want to keep their boyfriends around, or they want to make sure that they can enjoy.
If you like your husband, you can keep your husband.
Yeah, right. That's what this is. Yeah. It's Keep Your Husband Day here on the DJV program. So as husbands and wives get older, things don't function necessarily as well as they might. Husbands don't stay in shape as well as they ought to. They seem to get a little slower, not as eager to go to work, all of that sort of thing, just because you're kind of lethargic. And the reason for all this lethargy is that you don't have enough testosterone. You get a blood test, and your testosterone is way down in 200, 300 zone when it ought to be 700. So here's something that will help you boost it, boost your energy, boost your performance. It's called NuGenix, NuGenix. Maximize your energy, et cetera, et cetera. Get a free bottle by texting FORCE to 321-321. Yep, text FORCE to 321-321 for a free bottle.
Most Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There is someone walking behind you. Turn around, look at me. And there's someone watching your footsteps. Turn around, look at me.
I had forgotten. This was Glenn Campbell's first recording on his own. He didn't do that well with this particular song, but he did fabulously well. A phenomenal career as a recording artist, in fact. He started as a guitar player with a group called the Tramps, but he started to sing in the early 60s, and this is his first single, song that later became a million seller for a group called the Vogues, but it has a lot of the same trappings. And so this song and many others are going to be revisited in the upcoming release, The Legacy, 1961 to 2017, which is an updated and expanded edition of the long out-of-print box set originally released in 2003. It's a four-disc collection available the 21st of next month. I'd like this. I would like, actually, if somebody give this to me or I'd go buy it. This 78-track set is bookended by his first single and then tracks from his final album, Adios, buoyed by some of the big hits, Gentle on My Mind, By the Time I Get to Phoenix, Galveston, Wichita Lineman, Rhinestone Cowboy, Southern Nights, Sunflower, all big, 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 huge hits for him. The 2003 edition is what stuff. Now they're picking up from there. This set has cuts from Meet Glenn Campbell, which came out in 2008, and then Ghost on the Canvas, which came out in 2011. The Oscar-nominated soundtrack to the documentary Glenn Campbell, I'll Be Me, also there. The final three tracks, in fact, taken from Adios, which is a an LP that Campbell recorded after realizing he had Alzheimer's. He was released in June of 2017, a couple of months before he died. He was 81 when he passed away. The collection also includes a 60-page booklet and updated liner notes by music journalist Joel Selvin, who wrote the notes to the original set, in fact. Glenn Campbell, A Legacy, 1961-2017. is now available for pre-order. Is there a website, Victoria, that...
I think it's just Glenn Campbell's website.
Glenn Campbell's website. Okay. So, I love that. I think it sounds like... thing is, where do you play? I don't even know whether I have it in my car.
I have no ability to play a CD or anything other than digital.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. My car's a 2016. They don't come with CD players.
My car's a 2015 and it comes with a CD player.
Yeah, yeah. I guess Chevy doesn't. I don't know.
Not to play a topper, but I'm a 2017.
I think it's a Chevy thing. I think it's a GM thing. Because I think they want to just push you towards Sirius XM.
I don't know about... I'm thinking about my Rover. I don't... this one, 2016, I don't think it has a CD. I never put a CD in it, even though I got a big box of CDs in the back of the car for traveling purposes. 26 and change after the hour on the DJV show. Let's go to Kiefer Sutherland. Yes, I said let's go to Kiefer Sutherland, who has released a new video for a song he's released called Something You Love. Something You Love. Let's listen to this. Album is reckless to me. It sounds like he smokes a lot, and he does.
I love that old gruff voice.
Yeah. I do. I love him. Crustier, the crustier, the better.
Americana, country music, interesting songs. Because Sutherland is such an attractive actor and person of interest to everybody, this is something to pay attention to. But it doesn't sound bad. Something You Love. From Kiefer at 28 after on the DJV show.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback. And that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are. And those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do. And then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
Are you getting bored with your dinner options? Can't take another day of unhealthy fast food or ordering in? Well, I've got good news for you. Martha Stewart is doing a free taste test. That's right, free. She's giving away 3 full-sized meals from her new meal kit delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha and Marley Spoon will send fresh, pre-portioned ingredients straight to your door, making it easier than ever to cook a healthy, fulfilling meal in the comfort of your own home. As most of you know, I'm an advocate of fresh food and healthy choices. There are over 18,000 recipes to choose from, and the menus feature a variety of dishes ranging from classic to creative. You'll be eating in just 30 minutes. To be part of Martha's free taste test and to receive your 3 free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text the word FORK to 246-810. Get great food sent straight to your door. Text the word FORK to 246-810. Get your free meals today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he will not allow former White House counsel Don McGahn to testify to Congress about McGahn's statements in the Mueller report on the Russia investigation. Last night, the president said in an interview that McGahn's already spoken with investigators. In that same interview, he also said his firing of James Comey as FBI director was in fact supported by members on both sides of the aisle.
Everybody wanted him gone. He did a lousy job. He was a terrible director. Terrible. There was dissension in the FBI.
That from an interview on Fox News. A bill outlawing sanctuary cities in the state of Florida is heading to Governor Ron DeSantis' desk. The Senate and House passing the bill yesterday that requires all state entities and local governments comply with federal immigration law enforcement. This is USA Radio News.
Pros know doing it right means buying in bulk to save yourself some time and save money, too. Lowe's can help by having the right quantities of the masonry supplies you use most in stock and ready to go when you are. And at the right prices, because you can get 30% off Sacrete or Quikrete 80 or 90-pound bags of concrete when you purchase a pallet or more every day. Save even more time ordering ahead online at lowesforpros.com, and our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Brand and size varies by location. See Pro Desk for details.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
This is Peter on his motorcycle.
Whoa, the open road!
And this is Peter off his motorcycle.
Please move your paper off my desk. Thank you.
On his motorcycle.
I feel so alive!
Off his motorcycle.
I feel like we covered that already, so...
On.
Wow! Look at the ocean!
Off.
Look at this article I found about urban planning.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you on it. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let's everybody wish Kara a happy birthday. Her birthday is a week from today, but it's okay. We can start early. Have a week of birthdays for Kara. Who's turning 19 next Friday. So you can send her
right.
along.
I'm so excited to almost be able to drink.
Yeah.
So close.
We're so excited, close. Too, actually.
Yeah. So you can connect with her on Twitter, at C. Shillen, S-H-I-L-L-E-N-N. You want to wish her a happy birthday during the course of the week. That's swell. Connect also on Twitter with Victoria On Air Victoria, at On Air Victoria, and at Jennifer Horn, and at Doug Steffen. Here we are in the DJV program, staring down the barrel of Friday, May the 3rd, with Victoria is ready to pull the trigger. All right, Victoria, pull away.
Okay. Well, it's a sad day for Star Wars fans. Peter Mayhew, who's the original Chewbacca, he's died at the age of 74, and he passed away, surrounded by his loved ones, and his family issued a statement saying that they were all with him in his North Texas home. He actually passed away on April 30th, and they didn't list a cause of death, but apparently he had had a lot of health problems throughout the sort of recent years. Although he did fight his way back, he was 7'3" tall, and so he fought his way back to. He was apparently wheelchair bound, and then did a lot of physical therapy so that he could once again play Chewbacca in The Force Awakens, and that's the movie that also brought Harrison Ford back as Han Solo, and Carrie Fisher as Princess Leia, and Mark Hamill, of course, as Luke Skywalker. And so, in that, in The Force Awakens, that is Peter Mayhew in the big Chewbacca suit. And, they said that every frame was very difficult for him to do all of the running and, you know, you can actually kind of see how, looking back on it, how he sort of labored to walk and to run in back of, Harrison Ford in a lot of those scenes. And so, but they said that that was something that was very important for him to get back into the suit. And so after The Force Awakens, he was no longer able to play Chewbacca anymore. And so there is a new person, much younger person, who is playing Chewbacca. But he is survived by his wife, Angie, and their three children. The family is asking for donations in lieu of flowers and all that other stuff and to Mayhew's foundation, which supports kids in crisis. And they have a private memorial set for friends and family in June. And then later on, because of his popularity, of course, for all of the Star Wars films, there will be a public service at Empire Con in L.A. in December. And so he, of course, was also someone who, if all the Star Wars fans going to conventions and things like that throughout the years, he became a fixture. And everyone was very familiar with him. So lots of, you'll probably see this trending for over the weekend as well, lots of fans talking about how important Chewbacca was and how even though he, you know, was behind the mask, all of the facial expressions that he has, which are pretty funny in a lot of the Star Wars movies, his chemistry with Harrison Ford, I think Star Wars fans probably would cite as one of their favorite elements of the series.
Way early on with the... very early on. The first one, they were great together, and it was obviously... It's funny how you have chemistry with something like that, but there's a lot of... There were a lot of fun jokes, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It was a good piece of Americana when it comes to film. So, but a person like that, the fact that he lived to be 74, as big as he is, it's probably a minor miracle. He must have taken very good care of himself over the years, because... When you're that big, your joints and all the things that are important to, you know, holding your body together are so difficult to...
He's 7 foot
it's a management.
Three.
Yeah. 7 foot three. Yep. Yeah. Just a little taller than me. Just a little bit closer. All right. So there's that story in a moment of thinking. I guess, I don't know, a moment of silence, but it's a moment of thinking about all the pleasure most of us got out of that character, Chewbacca. Certainly very identifiable with the franchise. So thank you for telling us that story. I didn't see it, and so I'm not happy to hear it, but I'm glad we brought people up to date who didn't know that story was going on or that thing had happened. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen celebrating National Paranormal Day today. You believe in ghosts? How many people? Raise your hands, ladies. You believe in ghosts?
I do. Never saw one, but I believe in them.
National.
I got attacked by one in Gettysburg once. Well, not
oh,
attacked.
That's right.
National Paranormal Day is for people who are fascinated by the unknowable, the other side, if you will. I do an hourly podcast every week, which you can check out. It's called Your Hidden Power Show .com, and it has a lot of this sort of focus, the phenomena. Is described sometimes as non-scientific bodies of knowledge, which is pretty arrogant by the people who say just because we can't see it, it doesn't mean it can't be proven, but that's what you're told by science anyway. The National Paranormal Day, the data surveying 1,000 Americans about ghouls and goblins and that sort of thing, netted the following results. 80% of Americans believe in ghosts. 90% of Americans are afraid of the paranormal. Wow. 15% of Americans like to watch ghost shows on TV. 12% of Americans think the government knows more about aliens than it's letting on. Duh, you think? 10% of Americans have had a paranormal experience. 4% of Americans think their home is haunted. Men are more skeptical than women about ghosts. 18% of women don't believe in ghosts compared to 22% of men. 38% of women claim to have seen a ghost, while only 29% of men say that they have the same, they feel the same way. I think we do a disservice to the word paranormal by just sort of encapsulating the idea of ghosts or things that are, you know, that are kind of scary. Aliens are a further extension, if you will, of the idea of having ghosts around us, but different experiences had by many, many people. That's kind of what comes out in the Your Hidden Power show. We have Victoria every week, don't we? Have a lot of different focus on things that are not of the five senses.
Mm-hmm.
You can't see it, you can't smell it, you can't taste it, you can't touch it, and you can't hear it, but it's there. It is. There's a feeling of it, I believe, and have for decades, that we are certainly not alone. That's a paranormal thought. Why? What do you mean we're not alone? What does that mean? It means that the Earth can't possibly be the only place in the universe that there is life. It's just, it's ridiculous to assume. It's arrogant to assume that. But because science can't prove it, that's a, all these blogs about science and yada, 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 it's really arrogant to think that just because it can't be proven. And I have this argument with Ken Kronhaus, one of the doctors on the Good Day Health Show, all the time. He only believes in that which evidence proves is medically sound. And yet we always...
science is always disproving itself.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So science is fake.
Yeah.
Everybody talks about faith, right? Yeah. Not even fake, just faith. You have to have faith in science, and science disproves itself, just like some of this other stuff disproves itself.
Yep. Have faith in yourself, I guess, as much as anything else. So that's what you can talk about today, sort of on the record or off the record as far as what today is all about. Every day has something different that can be focused on, and so today's paranormal day. 42 after the hour, how's the James Holzhauer world these days?
He's doing just fine.
How much is he up to?
Last night we actually had it on. He won. He's over 1.6 million now.
Yeah.
He's still in second place behind, like, Ken Jennings, I think was his name. That guy still holds the record.
Years ago.
He was tied for second a couple days ago, but, yeah, he won again. It's so funny. I check in with Jeopardy, and the other poor woman next to him had, like, $1,400, and he had $50,000. He's smart because he clears the board from the bottom up, and it's not just about that technique, but he actually knows.
So he goes for the more expensive, the richer questions first instead of the...
Yeah, which I don't understand why most people didn't do that to begin with. I don't know why it became a thing where you'd start at 200 and work your way to 1,000. He just starts there and goes up.
Yeah.
He also had the easiest Final Jeopardy question that I've ever seen, and he bet $29,000.
It was American Plays.
It was Glass Menagerie. It was so easy. It's a quote from Glass Menagerie about, like, a woman who's as fragile as her collection. Well, hello. Even if you don't know Glass Menagerie, you can pretty much just guess that one. So he bet $29,000, and it paid off. He ended up winning $80,000 on Final Jeopardy, which just bumped his total up over 1.6.
Well, that's how he's done it every time, is he somehow... So he gets to, like, $50,000, and then he's about $45,000 above everyone else, so he can wager that much, and even if he gets it wrong and loses it, he still wins, and if he gets it right, which he almost always does, then he ends up with $100,000.
So is he gaming the system, in a sense?
Yes. He's a gambler. That's what he does, like, by trade, is he is a gambler. So he knows... I was telling Jeff the other night, I think he's got, like, a system, like a card counting system, like they do when they go into, you know, they get busted in casinos. He's figured out how to crack Jeopardy. So,
well, if I just...
It'll be interesting to see if he can beat Ken Jennings. That's what he's got his eyes on now.
But that number you just gave us, I just did a little quick math. What he's earning per episode, he's been on 20 shows, so he's almost $80,000 an episode. So for an hour, his earnings are close to $160,000. That's not a bad... hourly rate.
He's like a cast member of Friends. He makes $80,000 an episode.
Yeah. No, they were making $1 million an episode.
I know. Well, at the beginning.
So gambling, it turns out, wasn't his first career. He, like a lot of younger kids who are sports fans, had dreams of working in a Major League Baseball front office. He pursued a degree in mathematics at the University of Illinois. And so he did work, actually, in Major League Baseball, but because he wasn't getting paid a lot, he started gambling. And that's how he turned into a professional gambler, done pretty well for himself, it would seem. But he started off working in the baseball world, which I thought, baseball, he said, quote, was my goal from a young age, but gambling had significantly fewer barriers to entry. When I discovered I could make real money by applying the same statistical techniques that were used in baseball, I knew it was life. This is something for me, for my life. So it's interesting. I think he did talk on Jeopardy about his goals. By the way, speaking of baseball, the Red Sox are not doing so well so far. But I noticed that
to give you a little laugh for that.
Sports news, how are the Dodgers doing?
Who's in first place? I'm sorry. Who's won the most games in baseball?
Hot air blowing.
It's the Dodgers there, Doug.
Dodgers. The Major League Baseball executive team said, quote, they are confident the Red Sox can make the postseason even though they've had a poor start. So there. Look at that, Jennifer. All right. Jennifer, give us a rundown of television, if you would, please, for tonight and perhaps a note or two for the weekend.
Yeah, well, let's start with the weekend. Get out that crazy hat because the Kentucky Derby is this weekend. NBC has all the coverage starting at 2:30. It's the 145th Kentucky Derby on NBC, so you can check that out. Then on Sunday, you've got the 46th Annual Daytime Emmy Awards. That's happening online, but you can check it out at 8. It happens on emmyonline.tv. Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube will all be carrying the Daytime Emmy Awards. There's also a series premiere on Stars of the Spanish Princess. That's been getting a lot of critical acclaim. You can check that out at 8 o'clock on Stars. That's Sunday night. Now, tonight, Friday, back to the present, HBO has a documentary premiere. It's called At the Heart of Gold, Inside the USA Gymnastics Scandal. And that covers the time between July 2017 and February 28, when the national team doctor at Michigan State University osteopath Larry Nassar was convicted of all of those criminal acts against the girls on that team. You can see HBO's coverage of that starting tonight at 8 o'clock. Emilio and Gloria Estefan, the Library of Congress Gershwin Prize for Popular Song, will be on PBS. If you need some music tonight, it includes songs from Patti LaBelle, of course, Gloria Estefan and Cyndi Lauper. So that's PBS at 9 o'clock. There's a series premiere on Discovery tonight called The Masters of Disaster for people who think they can ride out doomsday. How about that? That's at 10 o'clock. You can learn how to create your bunker.
Great.
On the networks tonight, MacGyver, Hawaii Five-O, and Blue Bloods, all new on CBS. Dynasty is new tonight on the CW. Fox has a new night as well. Last Man Standing at 8, followed by The Cool Kids and Proven Innocent at 9. And NBC has a new episode of Blind Spot and The Blacklist. That's all tonight starting at 8.
Anybody who wants to have an interesting clickbait experience, check out the list of Tiger Woods' girlfriends.
Did you do that?
Anyone who wants to download a virus onto your computer.
Yeah, exactly. Anyone who wants a virus.
All right. Well, some of these ladies are pretty interesting.
Oh, boy.
All right. It's time for us to take a moment to look at our teeth and get them as white as possible. That's what you do with Power Swabs. Power Swabs is clinically proven, scientifically proven, Jennifer, to whiten your teeth an average of 2 shades in 5 minutes. And you keep doing it every 5, 6, 7 days, and your teeth after about 3, 4 months will be back to what they look like when you were just a baby. Lifts the stains off of caps, crowns, veneers. The best way to do it, the greatest smile, all of these superlatives come at your hands. All you gotta do is call 800-208-1797, get the DJV deal, which is half off the retail price. Cleanse and lift the stains off your own teeth with Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. Do it right now while you're thinking about it. 800-208-1797 for Power Swabs, 10 before the hour.
You have haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains. Right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
After the hour now, it's time for us to go through in Tech Talk. This is Tech Talk Speak. Victoria is good at Tech Talk Speak, so she will bring us the top five items this week, starting at number five, working our way to number one. Number five, a focus on the war. I guess I don't know if I should use that, but certainly the challenges Marriott and some of the other big hotel chains are facing with Airbnb, yeah? That's a good way of
putting it. Yeah, and Marriott is actually, I think they're responding in a way that's really smart. So Airbnb has a new competitor, and it is Marriott International Hotels. They are launching their own home rental business, and this is actually starting this month. And the thing that's really setting it apart is that if you are a member of the Marriott Rewards program, you can actually use your rewards for, you can redeem your loyalty points towards a stay in these Marriott home rentals. So it's basically the same thing as Airbnb, except you can knock some money off the price by using your loyalty points, which is so, so smart of Marriott to do that. I really think this is actually going to force Airbnb to have their own loyalty program, which I'm surprised they don't already, because I think once people use an Airbnb, there's a very high rate of return, so people will often book again at multiple times. So I think Airbnb will be put in a position where they're going to have to come up with a loyalty program of their own. So kudos to Marriott and Airbnb is kind of facing some issues. They've had some privacy issues. They've had a hidden camera was found in one of the vacation rentals in Ireland. A family discovered it, which was really not Airbnb's fault, of course, but, you know, it didn't look good for the company. So Marriott definitely takes the win this week.
Number four, people are trying to figure out using social media what's going on with a baby and the baby names at Buckingham Palace.
Yep, Meghan and Harry are due pretty much any day now to welcome their first child, and Buckingham Palace has denied that their website had accidentally leaked potential royal baby names. However, some royal fans discovered that when they typed potential baby names into the search bar of the website, they did things like Prince Arthur, Prince Alexander, and Prince James. All of those names got redirected back to the site's main page, which basically means that a page has been established for those names, and so they just don't have an official page attached to it yet. So Arthur and Alexander and James are the top names now for the Duke and Duchess of Sussex's royal baby, and Arthur and James were actually the top names picked by all the bookies, so we'll see if that's right. Sure.
All right, moving our way up toward number one of the top five items, this number three.
Facebook is cracking down on those fun personality quizzes. This is the stuff that people like to do while they're bored at their desk at work. And so now, unfortunately, those quizzes were at the heart of the Cambridge Analytica scandal. And so now Facebook is really going through and rooting out anything that seems even remotely shady, because those personality quizzes, while they are fun to take, they actually mine a lot of your data, and they don't even let people know that that your data is now being sold to third parties.
Lovely. Mm-hmm. Number two, here's an example of why you don't do that, this massive data breach.
Yeah, this was huge. This was 80 million U.S. families were affected by this massive data breach. And what happened was, it's a database that Israeli security researchers randomly stumbled upon. And it's just this, it's a Microsoft cloud server. It's 24 gigs of data, and it's just sitting there, and no one even knows who owns it. So these Israeli security researchers have actually asked the public for help. VPN Mentor is a company that does cybersecurity, and they went through all of this. They didn't publish any of it, obviously, because they're trying to protect the privacy of the people whose data was included in this. But it has account numbers. It had some social security numbers in there, home addresses, income, your household income levels, and stuff that you really do not want out in the real world. And so the biggest potential risk here, of course, is a phishing attack. That's when a hacker can embed dangerous links inside emails that look like they come from a legitimate financial institution or a company. And it really includes ransomware. Basically, they lock you out of your own account and your own computer until you pay them a ransom, usually in Bitcoin. So this was just not good. And once again, you know, keep your passwords up to date. There are things that you can do to protect yourself, but always monitor your credit reports, because that's where stuff really will show up as well.
Hard to believe this many scum exist on the planet. Number one, a focus on Game of Thrones.
This was probably this is definitely the biggest story of the week and most contested. So Game of Thrones last Sunday night had a very dimly lit episode, and people who were watching it were really upset. It turns out Game of Thrones is blaming HBO's compression rates. So if you watch Game of Thrones, do it through regular cable. Try not to do it on a laptop or cell phone.
And you'll get the whole story, the whole picture.
You'll get a better picture.
A bunch of people being eaten by dragons and stuff. Isn't that exciting? 10 before the hour. No.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.